podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're giving our 2018 Daytime Emmy nomination prediction. We'll see how right we are. Stay tuned. Welcome.
What up?
Well, what's up is that Mike isn't here and Jamie isn't here, so we've got a special guest, Mike's other half, better half, Joshua Baldwin is back. Welcome back, Josh.
Hello.
So,
who is Jamie? I don't know her.
I don't know either. Her.
I don't know her. I don't know that name.
So we've got some great categories to discuss. On one hand, I was thinking, well, let's start off with a lead actor and actress. And then I was thinking, well, it's always the younger categories that end up causing so much consternation on the night of. Maybe we should start with those.
Let's just get them and them babies out the way.
So let's start with the younger actors. Just a second here. My email did not show up the way I wanted it to. Outstanding younger actor in a drama series. The nominees are Lucas Adams for Trip on Days of Our Lives, Rome Flynn for Zendaya on The Bold and the Beautiful, Tristan Lake LeBeau for Reed on The Young and the Restless, Casey Moss for JJ on Days, and Hudson West as Jake on General Hospital. Jillian, who do you think will win it?
Casey Moss. That's his. That is all his. His scenes were, every one of those were powerful. And, you know, with today's climate, what's going on, I'm just wondering if, you know, that will play, you know, what's going on in there, how convincing he is. He has to, that has his name written all over it.
Okay. Josh, who do you think will win it?
Casey Moss. There's the way that they put that reel together that yes. just told the story scene by scene. I thought it was really well done.
In my opinion, that's how you pick a reel, because no shade against the others, but they, you know, his built a story.
Absolutely.
Whereas the others were just picture. I was like, okay, so I'm, you know, I obviously we watched the episodes before, but when you're watching it, Casey's paints a picture. He lays out what's happening with his character. Whereas others, they're just not in sequence. I'm just like, wait, so then I'm like, I know I watched this, but this happened when? And this it confused me. But, you know, hopefully the voters, I guess, go with the way how Casey does it. Because Casey just, his was just beautifully laid out.
Agreed. Okay. And that's it. Like Lucas Adams is an example of one that he's a good little actor, but it was all over the place.
Yeah.
It was a whole bunch of different scenes and they weren't even in sequence of timing. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
So what I discovered when I was looking at the younger actor and actress categories is something that I felt like in the younger actor category, Casey Moss will win. But at the same time, I felt like there might be a dark horse element. And in that, and by that, what I mean is, in both the younger actress or and the younger actor categories, I felt that
it's always
an
upset.
There's always an upset, but I also felt that there were two people in each of those categories, a person in each of those categories, in which they could win the award because the person who they spent the most time with in those scenes was doing a lot of heavy lifting. So for me, Hudson West as Jake on General Hospital had a ton of scenes with Billy Miller, and Billy Miller was really good in those scenes, and Hudson West was as well. But I kept noticing myself being drawn to Billy Miller's delivery in the scene. So I'm like, wow. This is Casey Moss's, but I could totally see people being influenced by how well Billy Miller did in the scenes with Hudson West and Hudson West winning it, which sort of leads to the outstanding younger actress category. Rainn Edwards as Nicole in The Bold and the Beautiful, Haley Aaron as Kiki on General Hospital, Kate Fairbanks as Tessa on The Young and the Restless, Olivia Rose Keegan as Claire on Days of Our Lives, and Chloe Lanier as Nell on General Hospital. And for me, this was another one of those scenarios, because I don't think that Kate Fairbanks is necessarily the strongest actress in this category. I actually would like to see Rain win it. But opposite of Cameron Grimes, who was going full bore,
yeah, sure.
I feel like this is going to be the one that Kate wins, because Cameron was doing such a good job opposite of her, and the two of them just meshed. And so for me, okay. I'm picking Kate Fairbanks in this, but I want Rain to win it. Jillian, who do you pick?
I'm going to be honest with you. As I was watching those reels, when I, especially that you brought up Kate, I was like, I had a moment where I was like, who the hell labeled this wrong? I'm like, y'all labeled this wrong. Her name is Cameron Grimes. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is actually her reel. Because Cameron put in work. It's no shade against the actress, but I guess it will be coming out as shade, but whatevs. But Cameron overpowered that girl in those scenes. That's why for like a good moment watching it, I was a little annoyed that I thought that they had it labeled wrong, not realizing, oh shit, this was your reel. Because then I see Cameron's again, I'm like, why is she here twice? And I'm like,
right, that's the exact same thing that happened with me.
I was like, oh. I feel as though Chloe Lanier was going to take it. I feel as though the one that they may end up giving it to is that damn Olivia Rose Keegan child. Because I'm telling you, the Emmys, like...
This is the category where things always go wrong.
Yes, Brittany, what's her name? Brittany Allen? That was her name? The one who was on All My Children?
Yes,
that's Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, her child, let me tell you. I'm still in that, like... To this day, in that Emmy room, me, Jamie, Novell, and Dan Kroll were like, what? Well, you know, Dan's too polite. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Novell comes out of nowhere. Novell goes, what the fuck is this? I'm like, exactly. So, you know, that's why I'm like, I feel as though Chloe Lanier, should get it, but... It's going to go to Olivia Rose Keegan. I do want Rain Edwards to win it, but I feel as though Chloe Lanier will get it.
Josh, now that Jillian and I have been all over the place, I'm saying Kate Fairbanks is going to win it and want Rain to win it, and she's saying that Chloe Lanier is going to get it. What are you thinking?
I think that one of the problems with this category is that none of them stood out to me. I thought Rain Edwards was probably the best. But it didn't stand out to me. Haley Ahrens was not bad. It was just kind of vanilla. Kate Fairbanks was great because, like you all said, because of Cameron Grimes. I think Chloe Lanier will probably take this because she was surrounded with some powerhouses in these scenes. And you got Carly slapping Nell and Michael and Nell going at each other. Olivia Rose Keegan, not the best of the five, clearly, but Days put together again this story of this sex tape, and you got to know the story by watching the scenes go through. I don't think it's the best reel, but it's the best constructed reel, not acting, but best constructed reel of the story. So I would say Chloe Lanier will win. Rain Edwards should win.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the supporting actor and actress categories, which I think will generate an interesting discussion because I'm a little bit torn on both of these. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series, Wally Kurth for Ned on General Hospital, Chandler Massey as Will on Days of Our Lives, Anthony Montgomery for Andre on General Hospital, Greg Rickhardt for Kevin on The Young and the Restless, and Greg Vaughn for Eric on Days of Our Lives. Jillian, who did you pick?
That should be Eric. Hear me call him Eric. Greg Vaughn. He put in some serious work in there. Work. I feel as though the one that I'll probably go to is more than likely Chandler Massey. But that is definitely that's Greg Vaughn's baby right there. He put in some serious work in that his package.
Josh, what do you think?
This category was, I thought, great. I thought Greg Vaughn just did the damn thing. And again, they laid out this story with Nicole. I think I'm kind of with Jillian here. I think Chandler probably will win because Emmy loves Chandler. Mm-hmm. But But maybe Greg Vaughn will take it not only because he's the best of the five, but also because he's gained some popularity with Queen Sugar.
Right. You know, they like a prime time, and he's been like
– He was well reviewed in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's her – I'm not going to say what's her face, but, you know – He was, when Queen Sugar first aired, the way how the trailer was set up, you felt as though, I mean, he was in it for a good portion, but you felt like, I thought he was like not a recurring character. I thought he was a contract player. Yeah. And even though he wasn't on there like primarily last season, people still are like, what's up with Calvin? Hell, even Oprah, when they had like a after show discussion with everybody from Queen Sugar, he was there, and the young lady who plays Nova, Tina Wesley, she was my tarot on True Blood. She was describing their romance, and Oprah just cut in, and she was like, you know, Calvin is the love of her life, and he just blushes, and Oprah goes, what happened to her, Calvin? Where is Calvin? And bust out laughing. So, I mean, you know, people, you know how this genre is. They, you know, even though it's the daytime genre, they tend to get a little snobbish with their own. And he is, his reel was good, and he also has prime time and the Mighty O behind him. So I feel as though this is Greg's.
So both of you have expressed what I was thinking on this. When I watched the reels, I felt like Greg was going to win it, but for one part of Chandler Massey's scene. When he's being choked to death to try and bring back his memories, and then he is freed and faces off with Sammy, the intensity and the vitriol that Chandler Massey delivered against Sammy via Will was amazing. And I was like, damn, this is his. And then the rest of the reel was him sitting at a table talking. And I was like, oh, I think Greg will win it. But if for some reason Chandler would, I believe that it's because of the intensity facing off opposite Allison Sweeney, because that was some fantastic work.
I agree with you.
His scenes against Sweeney was good, but you always think the sun sets and rises with that chick. But at the same time, at the same time, less is more with some scenes, because you don't have to be, you know, so intense. If you have like Wally Kurth, for example, his scenes were very subtle and straight to the point. Like, you know, when Tracy is reading that, when they discover that letter that what's his face that Edward left for Tracy, where he describes and he finally like discusses his feelings for Tracy, how he loves her and respects her, and you know, Tracy is still cutting for Edward, even though Edward treated her like shit coming to the end, and Ned is just mad that instead of just coming to the point and telling Tracy how he felt, he just ran his mother ragged. It was just subtle. So, you know, Chandler had some subtle scenes as well, but his scenes opposite Sweeney were pretty powerful as well. But so I'm just saying, like, less is more sometimes.
I almost feel like if Chandler's reel hadn't been 19 minutes long and they had cut it to the 7 minutes with the scene where with Ben and Will and Sammy, that might have been a better way to present it. By just saying, I get what they were trying to do in all of these reels. Days put together a story for every single actor that was connected.
Yeah, they did.
Which is that was nominated, but. Chandler, I see what both of you are saying. It's good stuff. It shows there's some humor stuff with Paul, and then there's the intense stuff with Sammy, and then there's stuff with Marlena, and Will and Marlena are just gold. But there's a lot there. Whereas Greg's is just intense the entire time. He is brooding. He is angry. He is delivering it.
Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Marla Adams as Dina on The Young and the Restless. Cameron Grimes as Mariah on The Young and the Restless. Susan Seaforth Hayes as Julie on Days of Our Lives. Elizabeth Hendrickson as Chloe on The Young and the Restless. Michelle Morgan as Hillary on The Young and the Restless. And Jacqueline McInnes Wood as Steffi on The Bold and the Beautiful. Jillian, who did you pick?
Some of this was tough for me.
I found this one very difficult, too.
Yeah, it was. I mean... with Cameron Grimes, for example, like when I was watching her, so I'm like, okay, this is yours, girl. When she is just so emotional, where she finally, you know, she kisses Tessa and she, you know, she's conflicted on what to do. And she finally tells her mother how she feels. And then she tells Tessa and she's just like, you know, I'm opening myself up to you. I'd rather like wash my face with a cheese grater than tell people about my feelings. This is what you tell me. Like that was just, she was just so raw. And again, those scenes that she picked happened to be the scenes that, Kate Fairbanks, that's her name, right? That yep. Kate picked that. I was like, why y'all doing Cameron like that? That's all. I'm like, her name is Cameron. I'm like, why y'all put Kate here? And then I'm like, oh shit, that was hers. She was just so powerful in that. And then you have Michelle Morgan's scenes. Like, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, less is more. Like, her scenes were pretty powerful where she goes up against Neil. And she, you know, Neil's giving her the riot act. And she just gives Neil the business when she is just like, oh, you've just been, you know, I've done some shit. But you've done some shit too. And nobody seems to, like, slap your wrist. They always like to pop mine. Like, hers were pretty gritty and emotional. And then when she talks to Devon in the hospital room, those were powerful scenes too. So I'm just like, oh, which one of you heifers? And then you have, like, what's her face? Elizabeth Hendrickson's. And you're just like, ah, it's so, the scenes were just so difficult for me to pick. So if I'm going to go there, I am going to pick Cameron Grimes. I'm going to pick Cameron.
Will win or should?
I think Cameron Grimes will win and Michelle Morgan should win. Michelle should win. Susan Seaforth Hayes, look.
Oh.
I mean, girl, I'm going to shout you out because her trailer, her package was 5 minutes or something, like 4 to 5 minutes, which I loved because I'm like, Jesus, these were long. Like, I think Maura West was almost 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No, Nancy Lee's was almost 20 minutes. And I was like, girl, but I appreciate, I'm giving you the good. I appreciate her giving me, you know,
expediency and conciseness.
Right to the point. But child, that was just some scenery chewing. That was just and the same with Marla Adams. And Jackie Woods, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I feel as though she's the dark horse in this.
Okay. Josh?
Yeah, this one was, I agree, was difficult. I would go with Michelle Morgan, except, and this is not about her acting because she's brilliant. I just think this is another example where the scenes were out of order. They had her with Neil when Devon didn't come home before the accident. Then they had her with Devon talking about the naked pictures. And then they had her in the hospital with Devon after the accident.
Right.
It was
right.
Out of order. I wish it had been in order. But, and so that's the only thing I'm off with about hers. Cameron Grimes is, I kind of feel like this is hers to lose, but I want Michelle Morgan to win.
Yeah.
But I agree with you about Jacqueline McGinnis Woods, but I kind of think she was a little scenery chewing too. But but dark horse is all over Elizabeth Hendrickson. They put a story together there. That stuff with her and Missy Claire Egan is just brilliant. In the middle of the wedding.
In the middle of the wedding, yeah.
Yeah, the middle of the wedding. And I wanted better for Susan Seaforth Hayes, but I knew they were going to put that stuff up with her, finding out about her son. But the stuff when she talks with Hope about Doug and the Chloe with Doug's play stuff, it's good. But she's getting that Lifetime Achievement Award, so that'll.
And you just stole my argument, Josh. Well, I don't think she's going to win this category because she's getting this. Everybody knows that she's getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. Yes, it would be great if she was able to get both, but I just don't think that's quite how it's going to work out. When I started watching, Cameron Grimes was the first of the clips, the reels that I watched in this category. And I thought watching that for sure she had it. And then especially later on when I was thinking about like what happened with Kate in the other category. But then when I was just sort of started deconstructing what everybody submitted, Jacqueline seemed a little bit over the top for me. Michelle maybe it's my personal style. Like, the understated doesn't always impact me quite as much.
You like camp, yeah.
I don't know if I would say it's camp, but I like intensity, and I didn't quite feel the intensity in that. Elizabeth Hendrickson, I thought, brought the intensity. And having seen her for so many years on All My Children and then The Young and the Restless, and just for me, it, like, her intensity, the everything about those scenes in her reel delivered for me. But I wouldn't count out Marla Adams. And the reason why I say that is she had fantastic scene partners in those scenes with Eileen Davidson, Beth Maitland, and Peter Bergman, all three who are very well respected, who, I mean, two of them are award-winning for sure. I am not familiar with Beth's winning record. I don't know that. Saying it.
Stand by. I think she did win. Stand by. But keep going. Keep going.
When I was watching it, I was like, okay, this is another one of those instances where it would not surprise me if she won, because as I watched Eileen Davidson's reel, as I watched Peter Bergman's reel, and as I watched Marla Adams' reel, these three actors all submitted very similar stuff. And while I don't think that I don't think that Peter Bergman and Eileen Davidson will win in their categories, I do think that this would be the category where that story is recognized via Marla. So I think that, like, my personal is, I'm going to say Elizabeth Hendrickson, but it would not surprise me in the least if Marla won this.
Yeah, and Beth Maitland won an Emmy, by the by.
Fantastic. So just that just goes to show, I mean, sort of reiterates my theory about this. I mean, her scene partners in this were fantastic.
Yeah.
Outstanding lead actor and lead actress in a drama series. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series: Peter Bergman, Jack, The Young and the Restless. Michael Easton, Finn, General Hospital. John McCook, Eric, The Bold and the Beautiful. Billy Miller as Jason and Drew on General Hospital. And James Reynolds as Abe on Days of Our Lives. Jillian, who do you think will win?
Ooh, this one was a little tough too. I feel as though... I feel as though James Reynolds will win, and James Reynolds should win. Those are my picks. I mean, Michael Easton, with his withdrawal, that was some really gritty shit right there, because I started to get like, I'm just like watching him with those intensities, and I'm just like, whoa, like, girl, give him a washcloth, he burning up, and I'm like, cut him loose, you know, because he's just, it's just that intense. But James Reynolds, he showed up and showed out. Like, oh, when he found out that his boy got shot, then he found out it was his girlfriend, his daughter's boyfriend. And then when Jennifer and her no good tight bun wearing ass, you know, you gotta forgive JJ, when he was just like, bitch, I ain't gotta forgive shit. Like, you felt that in his core. You felt that in Abe's core, and Abe was just like, he was trigger happy, like they were, you know what they were trying to say, like Dave didn't come out and say it, but Ron painted a big enough picture, and Ron painted the picture, no, I would say Ron drew the picture, and James Reynolds painted the picture for you to figure out what they were trying to say without saying it. Like, when he was like, your son just saw another person in a hoodie and just got trigger happy. I'm like, oh Lord, like, that was some good shit there.
And if people watch all of the reels and see Casey Moss's side of that story, those two combined are very powerful together.
Yeah.
Josh, who do you think will win?
James Reynolds. I think of all five. I think all five, of course, are good, stunning, solid. But I think James Reynolds is the only one of the five that all of the scenes work. Billy Miller as Drew is so much better than Billy Miller as Jason that I thought if they had just submitted him as Drew, it's night and day for me. I thought John McCook with telling Ridge off in front of Quinn was good. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm glad you brought him up because he had a good good reel too, because his reel was that he found out that Ridge was kissing up on his wife, mm-hmm. and he flipped out and called him a Maroney, and then Ridge came over to the hotel room to try to have him forgive him, and well, not forgive him, but forgive Quinn and come back to the house. And
yeah,
those were some really deep scenes when he was just like, you just cannot help yourself. You had to have your mother, you had to have Brooke. And I'm just like, that's subject for debate because he had Brooke first, Eric, but I get what you're saying. I'm that person. If I'm in the room and they're arguing, I would have been like, I would have put that detail in and probably get my ass chewed out. But I get what you're saying, Eric. And when he just was like, you know, he grabbed Ridge and just told him about himself, like in a nice way, and kissed him and was just like, go home and just never come back. And had Ridge and Sheila Carter with her fake question giving ass. Google that, y'all. Crying. I was like, John McCook's was very subtle too, and his was 5 minutes. So, you know, if he ends up getting it, I wouldn't mind that because his reel was pretty good too.
Yeah, John McCook was my dark horse in this one.
Yeah,
I thought, okay, just to the last two, Michael Easton, I thought of the stuff, I didn't like the whole reel, but I thought that the part of the reel where Hayden has him tied up because he's trying to get through the drug cravings, Hayden, and I'd forgotten that Michael Easton and Rebecca Budig had such good chemistry.
I loved his clip because I got to watch so much Rebecca Budig.
Way to go, Joshua.
I know, I'm a drinker.
Oh, I was going to bring it up anyways.
Way to go, Joshua.
I know. And Peter Bergman, the whole reel was good, but it started with that odd Gloria sequence, which was funny, but it didn't match the rest of the reel. The rest of the reel was about him learning about Dina.
Do you think it was range?
No, you know what? Here's my thing with that. Who else did that? Susan Seaforth Hayes delivered something like that. Someone else did that too. I feel as though what Peter and Susan were trying to do is give you comedy. And I also feel as though Michael Easton tried to give you comedy too. They tried to give you anger. They tried to give you tears and sorrow. They tried to give you comedy. They tried to show you a whole variety of, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that, to show you that, you know, they're not just, you know, because everybody's equates soaps to high drama, high camp and drama. I feel as though he and Susan submitted the comedy and stuff in there to show, look, I'm not a one-trick pony. I can do high drama. I can do vengeance. You know, I can do anger. I can do comedy. And I can do sorrow. So I think that's just my take on it.
No, I agree. It just seems like I keep thinking about the people that watch these that don't watch the shows necessarily, it just stands out that when they've like a lot of the Days stuff where they're putting together a story, and then you see the stuff where they're putting together the I can do comedy, I can do drama. I wonder how it's viewed by people who don't watch the shows all the time necessarily. It's just out of curiosity. But I think this one is James Reynolds. But I wouldn't be surprised if John McCook took it.
My pick is also James Reynolds. I think that he had the strongest. Like I said, I love Michael Easton's because I got to see so much Rebecca Budig in a clip. but I really do think that James Reynolds will win this. Let's go on to Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Eileen Davidson is Ashley on The Young and the Restless. Nancy Lee Grahn is Alexis on General Hospital. Marcy Miller is Abigail on Days of Our Lives. Maura West is Ava on General Hospital. Laura Wright as Carly on General Hospital. Jillian, who do you pick?
Now, you know, this was a little tough too. I feel as though, you know, we talked about how Days actors submitted great reels, you know, all in sequence. So it built of, you know, it gave you a picture of what was going on. Marcy's was not that. Hers was talking to Jen about marrying Dario. Then she's like grilling Chad about choosing Abigail. And then she is marrying, you know, Chad. And then she's divorcing Chad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hers was a little all over the place. It was a little meh. But I mean,
you might call it split personalities.
Yeah. No, I didn't. No.
I'm just joking.
Nope, I did not. You sit over there. I feel as though you know who I'm a pick. I'm a pick Kanye's cousin, child. Kanye's cousin. Let me tell you something. Even though they wrote those scenes for Sonny and Carly to win, Maura to the West, Mrs. West is in the building, y'all. She came there and was like, she can't help it. She can't help it. She can't help it. Even though those scenes were written for those two to win and for Ava to be talked to like shit and she wasn't shit, she still, her acting was just so stellar. You just could not, like, she couldn't help herself. She still stole their thunder. And then, you know, when she's in the hospital bed, she's still trying to keep that stiff upper lip, like, I'm burnt to a crisp, but I'm still a diva, bitch. Like, she still did that. And, Morris was just so friggin' good. Hers was just fantastic. I mean, all of them were really good. I feel as though this Maura should win this. Who will win this? Man, this is a tough one, though. This is real tough because Nancy Lee's was fucking fierce.
Yes, hers, it was.
Woo, hers was tough, man. When she's just sitting in that AA meeting and she's just describing herself like, you know, even though I have all this, I am a drunk and I need some help. I got three badass daughters. I am a fantastic litigator, but I'm a hot ass mess because of this dude. Oh, she was good. And when she's like freaking out about possibly killing someone while she was in a blackout, whoo, man, hers was real tough. So I feel as though Maura should win it. And oh, man. Okay. If, so who will win it? I am going to say who will win it. Oh man, this is so tough. I feel as though who will win it will probably be Nancy. I'm leaning towards Nancy. It's either her or Eileen.
Okay. Josh, who do you pick?
Yeah, this is a tough one. This is hard because I thought that I agree with you, Jillian, about the Sonny Carly confrontation with Ava before the fire, that was supposed to be for Sonny. That was supposed to be for Sonny and Carly, but Maura West's Ava just took it over. And sometimes she was Carly from As the World Turns a little bit in that.
That is just as Emmy winning for her as Ava is.
Oh,
so
it totally
if she's blending those two, there is nothing wrong with that.
No, I agree. I agree. Nancy Lee Grahn within that AA meeting was amazing. I didn't think the rest of her reel was quite as amazing as that first piece, but I love that AA meeting was stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Marcy Miller stuff, I agree with you, Jillian. I had this down in my notes that it was all over the place. But this also goes to somebody who's not watching Days, because this reel seemed to be put together to show you what is leading Abigail to being...
Wait a minute. Hold up. You said you ain't watching Days?
No.
He's talking for the person who's viewing the clip.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Somebody who's not watching Days.
Okay.
But it seems to me that this was put together as these are things that led up to this dissociative identity disorder storyline. Let's go through all these things that led her to a breakdown, which wouldn't mean anything to anybody who wasn't watching. But I was going to say,
if they don't know what's currently going on screen, does that really matter?
It doesn't. But I do have to give
it
her.
It doesn't.
Kudos.
No. Mm-mm.
I do have to give her kudos for the scene with Ben at the wedding. That's a good, solid scene where she's sort of the screen goes dark and it's just her and Ben, and she's sort of fighting this thing. And you can almost see this Dr. Laura personality, which they don't talk about, but you can almost see her coming out.
I feel as though she was painting the picture. And, you know, when you watch them again, I'm like, Ronald Carlovati, you were low-key trying to show the viewers that this bitch was going to have another personality. When she tells her mother, I'm going to snap, I feel like another person. I'm like, damn it, if that wasn't right in front of my face, I'm like, you sneaky bastard, you.
Exactly.
You sneaky thing. And Maura, Maura did what the other Days participants did, lay out a story of what happened. You know what I mean?
I think Maura West should win. I think Eileen Davidson will win. That was some compelling stuff they put together in that reel.
Yeah.
Okay, so earlier when we were discussing supporting actresses, I mentioned the fact that I found, like, I find that quieter scenes are more difficult for me to relate to. But Nancy Lee Grahn in the meeting was phenomenal. And that, for me, watching her reminded me of everything that made me fall in love with her character when I first started watching General Hospital. It was fantastic work. That being said, Maura West, Jillian had mentioned the fact that it was a long-ass clip. It was a long-ass clip, but the reason why it was a long-ass clip is because it took you on a journey but with her and Carly and Sonny. And as you watch that played out, you felt the intensity of all of that build. And then when you finally get to her face being burned, you see the aftermath of the intensity, and then you see the recovery as she's fighting for love. And I found it to be very compelling. I think Maura West should win. I think she will win. But if there's an upset, I believe it will be Nancy Lee Grahn.
Okay, you trying to give Nancy a new name? I'm like, girl, your name is Nancy now. Yo, you are so funny. You're like, I loved your description. You're like, well, I fell in love with Nancy Lee Grahn's Alexis. I'm just sitting here like, girl, Nancy, if you're listening, girl, he trying to buddy you. He trying to soften the blow because it's Maura West. Maura is his sacred cow, child. I'm like, you trying to soften that blow.
I still think that if Maura doesn't win it, that Nancy will. So.
Oh, yeah, man. Her scenes, like, now I'm just screwing with you with that, but those AA scenes, I felt
they were fantastic. Really they were the best of any subtle performance in any of these categories, in my opinion.
I do have to say, though, Eileen Davidson, when Jack goes after her and says, you aren't a real Abbott, basically.
Yes.
And she lights into him.
Yes.
That is power.
See, it is. But here is where so earlier I said I thought that Marla was going to win it because her and Peter Bergman and Eileen Davidson's scenes were all so much like similar. The reason why I think that Eileen won't win it is because they're all so similar, and in a category where you have these people who are like these actresses who have very unique scenes that are being delivered, the fact that they've seen it two other times in submissions could actually work against Eileen. That's my theory.
That's not true. Her scenes are not similar to Peter Bergman's. Peter Bergman submitted comedy, and he also
I'm talking about, like, there's a lot of the Christmas at the Abbott Mansion. There's the scenes for the showing out. They both show the scenes of the revelation at the big party. Like, and so all three of them submitted Christmas scenes, party scenes, and then they varied up on a couple other things, and so that's what I'm saying.
That's true, mm-hmm. but the one difference is that scene with Jack and Ashley.
Those scenes, like, you want to talk about understated? Those were some understated scenes. They're like, you would, like, if I feel as though if this was another actress playing that scene up against Peter Bergman, they would not histrionics, but they would make, I wouldn't say histrionics, but I feel as though another actress would have made it more drama filled with her. You are not, you aren't fit for John Abbott's shoes and all that. I think they would have toned it. They would have bring it up a notch. Whereas Eileen, she just played it. She read Jack into oblivion and she let it be known that you aren't fit to, like, she said it without having to be so high-pitched and shrieking. And she also went there and brought up all of his, like, his mess without being over-dramatic or cutthroat with it. She just kept it honest. I feel as though those scenes were really subtle, so.
I do find it interesting that none of us have mentioned Laura Wright.
Hi, I'm Laura. Oh. Hi.
I watched those scenes and I'm like, I felt that there wasn't a lot different than what we see of Carly most of the time.
Okay, you have to take what we, like, how we see her out of the equation. You have to think like a voter who...
True, but I just, no.
You just said you feel as though we see that all the time. You can't think like a viewer. You have to think of it like a voter.
I understand, but in this entire discussion, in this category, not once... like from any of us was she mentioned.
I mean, because that I don't think it's because we've seen her all the time acting like that. I feel as though, I don't know how y'all feel, but I just didn't think she had the range. Like, no shade, but I just didn't feel like she didn't give me anything that made me say, whoa. I mean, her, you know, her reading Sunny. Well, you know what? I will say this thing. Jocelyn, when she's checking Jocelyn about the shit that she pulled drinking, I felt those scenes, but I didn't think her whole reel was oomph. Like, it's nothing a Carly thing. It's just a real thing. Maybe the Carly thing is on your end, but not me.
No, and I thought Laura Wright was great, but I noticed something with her reel. The scenes that they have her with Sunny about Nell, with Jocelyn, with Sunny, when Jason's come back, when she sees Jason, and then when Morgan dies. None of the scenes they put up in her reel is she the lead in. It's a story about somebody else.
Right.
And that's what hit me. This is none of these stories are about Carly. They are Carly's reaction to something else that's happened. And it didn't seem like obviously she's a lead. She's on every day, but it didn't seem like a story about her. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That makes sense. Well, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. The reason we didn't touch on Outstanding Drama Series is because all four shows are nominated. And when that happens, it's pretty much...
What?
Yeah.
For me,
having all four shows nominated every year basically makes predictions of it. It's like, okay, one of them is going to win. What's the horse race element of this?
But get to see they're real, what they submitted, and they didn't print it out. So that's why I didn't pick anything.
You can find Jillian on Twitter at Jillian Bow. Josh is at Dr. Joshua 09?
That is correct.
As much as you stalk people on Twitter, you trying to play it, you don't know where he
is. Well, I get Mike's mixed up a lot, so I just wanted to make sure that I had the numbers and the doctors, and because I've got Dr. Mo 77 on Geek Confidential, so I wanted to make sure I had the doctors right. And you can find me at Luke_Kerr. As always, comment on the episode at Daytime Confidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Or you can also find him Thoughtin' on Instagram.
I concur. Mm-hmm. So long.
Bye. Bye.